Let's continue the business conversation with our good friend Stephen Boucher. He is the host of Let's Talk Money, which you can hear every Saturday at noon and Sunday at 8 right here on WGY. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Doug.
Let's talk about a couple of companies you love because they had earnings yesterday, Apple and Tesla. They both beat the street. They both beat estimates. Is this just the rich getting richer, or are these guys are really good at what they do and they had another good quarter?
No, you know, these are great companies, internationally speaking. I mean, Apple, I think, is one of the greatest companies ever. They have a balance sheet with more cash than a lot of countries around the world. And they run a great business with a loyal consumer, which we've talked about many times. Now, the outlook for the sales of their products is down. Both stocks are down. Tesla's down about 50% from where it was. Apple's down about 25% from its all-time high. So we're seeing these stocks go through a correction phase, bear market actually. But these are good companies, and I think long-term they'll hang in there. Tesla's the only one that I question because we just wonder, is it a car company, a battery company, a rocket ship company? We just don't know what the end game is.
So we have a lot of stories this week about 2023 and where we are going forward. And in specific, what is the Fed going to do in the markets, or at least people in the market seem to be more than a little bit concerned about the Fed staying really aggressive in 2023. Should people be concerned about this?
Absolutely. Next week is a big week, a huge week. Right now, the economy is strong, stronger than we really wish it was, because now the Fed will probably continue its aggressive interest rate hikes if the economy reports still show that we're as strong as we are. Next Tuesday, we have the CPI report. This is the big report. This is where all eyes will be focused on, Doug. We had 9.1 inflation in June, and it's come down a little bit. We need this report to come down big time. If that happens, maybe the Fed, because they're meeting by coincidence on Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe they won't hike interest rates as much. If this report isn't a report that shows disinflation, then you're going to see the Fed talk tough talk, and you're going to see the markets be very volatile. So this report is big, and the Fed meeting next Tuesday and Wednesday, it couldn't come at a better time. I'm hoping for good news and light at the end of the tunnel.
So who's at the Fed meeting? Is it Santa or the Grinch? I guess we'll find out next week.
I'm hoping it's Santa, baby. Baby, I'm hoping.
I was going to have you break into song there with a little Santa, baby. Hey, you know, we've been bragging, and the governor's been bragging about this chip business and the chip manufacturing that's coming to New York, and specific to upstate New York. Yesterday, it was announced that Taiwan Semiconductor is putting a $40 billion investment in Arizona for chip manufacturing. Are battle lines being drawn here? Is this a blow to upstate New York, or are they not related?
Well, the states are competing against each other because this is big news. Actually, Taiwan Semiconductor came in with a $12 billion commitment. They must like the weather or the sun or something out there, but they upped that from $12 billion to $40 billion, and that's huge news for Arizona. And it's not just them coming in and building a plant and hiring workers. The trickle-down effect, and we've said this many times about Global Foundries, it's the dry cleaners, the restaurants, it's the hotels. It's the trickle-down effect on the economy and the investment that these companies are making. It puts us on the international map. I wish it was in New York, upstate New York to be exact, but it's not. It's in Arizona.
Last one, just because obviously this is a weird story down in North Carolina where this grid attack happened, and we're still not sure exactly what the motives are. We've heard rumors, etc., but there's been people without power for quite a long period of time. To me, this exposes a real vulnerability in our economy and in our infrastructure. Is the market worried? Are you seeing signs that they're worried about what happened here?
No, companies need to be worried. This is as bad as cyber attacks. There's one word to put it, and we can't allow this in this great country of ours, mischief. I don't care if it's a looter going in and brazenly just raiding the stores, or groups like this that are basically shooting up power stations and the millions and millions and millions of dollars to get it back online. But how about all the people that are without power? I'm telling you, Doug, it's crazy some of the things that are allowed to go on in this country.
And speaking of the other one you mentioned, you know, Walmart CEO yesterday said, if we keep allowing looting or stealing and not prosecuting it the way we are right now in this country, the way we do business is going to be different, and it's going to be a lot more expensive for you. That was a shot across the bow, I thought, too.
It sure was. And let's just talk as parents. Is this how we want our children growing up, thinking that it's okay to do these things?
Exactly. Exactly right. Yeah, no, I agree. And I'm very interested to see how that's going to go going forward. I like that CEOs are finally talking about this. Steve, good stuff. A lot going on this week, and clearly next week's going to be an interesting conversation too.
Oh, we're going to have a lot to talk about next week.
All right, Stephen Boucher, host of Let's Talk Money, Saturday at noon and Sunday at 8 right here on WGY. When we come back, plenty to talk about regarding the Attorney General, the man who ran against this, James. He's going to join us live to talk about it after Mike Patrick gets us caught up in everything going on in the world at 7 o'clock.